Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. On this day, July 7th in the year 1970, a violent episode of heavy thunderstorm struck the island, and on the following day, the Barbados Advocate reported on the details of these rapidly formed storms. The Atlantic hurricane season runs from June 1st to November 30th each year, and according to the National Hurricane Center, this period was chosen because it is the time of year when most tropical storms and hurricanes occur. However, it is the period between August to September that is considered the peak period for the formation of these systems. Therefore, the rather sudden formation, violent nature, and damage caused by this system, though not uncommon, was somewhat of a surprise. According to the report, quote, the meteorological office at Sewell said that the thunderstorm was due to an easterly wave, which included more electrical activity. It started about 1:30 p.m. and reached its maximum intensity 1 hour later, moving rapidly in a westerly direction until it ended at 3 p.m., end quote. Though the thunderstorm only lasted 2 hours, electrical services were interrupted in many areas. It should also be noted that July is the second month of the Atlantic hurricane season, and therefore adverse weather can be anticipated. However, it is not normally expected so early in the season. According to the Advocate reporting, the Met Office further stated that, quote, the wave, although normal, was the most serious experienced from time to time, and described it as a potential depression, end quote. Therefore, it can be concluded that this was a serious system. In fact, the report was accompanied by a photograph and caption, which gave some context to the strength of the system. The caption stated, quote, some people doing business in Bridgetown were caught off guard and when the rains came, but this man with his umbrella was prepared and kept going about his business, end quote. The report further revealed, quote, the rain continued to fall up until noon and was followed by sunny spells in the afternoon, end quote. Indeed, the gentleman captured in the photo seemed to have adhered to the warnings given by Met officials every hurricane season. That is, that we should always be prepared for bad weather at this time. The major effect of this thunderstorm was its impact on the electrical services, and the Barbados Light and Power Company reported, quote, lightning caused widespread major damage to some of its equipment, resulting in numerous complaints from homes. Additionally, a main feeder was knocked out of service and several poles were struck by lightning, end quote. In response, the Barbados Light and Power, quote, diverted all crews, including the construction section, to restoring services, and by late last night, most of the services were restored, end quote. The Met Office reported that the island received 0.88 inches of rainfall. This translates into just under 1 inch of rainfall in less than 3 hours, when the thunderstorm was at its maximum intensity. This minor thunderstorm was a stark reminder of the power of storm systems that could impact the island and the need to be prepared for these events. It should also remind us that these systems can occur early in and even outside of the hurricane season. It is also worth noting that these freak storms can inflict serious damage and even cause the loss of life. These effects become more evident as we traverse this period of climate change.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.